Oh no.
It's 11 in the morning, and in the finished basement of a split-level rental, the a cappella group The Hyannis Sound is running its first warm-up exercise of the day. There are 10 young men between the ages of 20 and 23. None of them was old enough for elementary school when this group was founded back in 1994.
I don't know. I mean, I think the strangest thing really is just that we are a group of 10 guys and we go and we'll stand in front of 250 people at a church and we will just make weird noises with our mouth for 2 hours and people applaud. A cappella itself is just a very, very strange thing, I think.
Just not that one, please.
The longest a member can stay in the Hyannis Sound is 5 years. By age 25, you're done. Last year, almost 75 college-age singers from around the country auditioned for just 4 openings. For the ones who make the cut, this is a choice summer job to come to Cape Cod and perform more than 100 shows from June to August. It's immersion a cappella. And as part of the deal, all of the members of the group have to live together in this house.
You know, with 10 guys in the house, you get a lot of different personalities. And in our audition process, a lot of the weight is put on personality rather than necessarily full vocal and musical talent.
Which is to say, they need to get along. The group is a creative collaborative. One member is the music director, one the business manager, but they all share in the decisions, especially musical decisions like picking the repertoire. Many of the song arrangements come from individuals within the group and are then shaped by the group experience. Here's Mark, who sings bass, and this year he's also the business manager.
I started arranging music in high school for voice, and my arrangements were just so, so complicated. I showed up the first week with one of my arrangements, and... Mike and Brandon remember this one part. They never sang it right. And it's completely changed my arrangement style. My arrangements are a lot easier to sing, a lot easier to learn this year.
Let's do this guy, yeah.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
The traditional way of seeing sort of all male a cappella is you have the tenor ones, the tenor twos, the baritones, and the basses.
That's Noah. He's focusing his arrangements on the particular strengths of the individual members.
But instead of thinking of people grouped, you think of it more as a, well, what does each person sing and what's their strength? And then you think, well, Andy sounds really great on this, and Jared, our other tenor one, will sound better on a different sort of a thing. And you start to think about individual parts. All of a sudden, you've got a 10-part arrangement, and people who are expecting to hear some 4-part doo-wop are very surprised, and usually in a good way.
I think of when we were together.
Even though it's 3 months, a short time, after that I'll know these guys for, you know, the rest of my life. The friendships that you make here are ones that, you know, you'll have for forever.
The group parts ways at the end of the summer. In March, they'll all get together in Boston, where they'll hold auditions to fill the spots of outgoing members. This year's group selects the new members. In this way, for 19 years, the faces and voices of the Hyannis Sound have kept changing, while the idea behind it continues, true to the original spirit of collaborative creation and adding their a cappella flavor to Summer on the Cape.
Here I am, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Steve Junker.